Imagine walking into a boardroom and admitting you don't have all the answers. Terrifying, right? Yet this willingness to be vulnerable, to step into uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure lies at the heart of truly effective leadership. Vulnerability isn't weakness. It's our greatest measure of courage. When we shield ourselves from vulnerability, we also block connection, creativity, and growth, the very elements that fuel exceptional leadership. Consider how vulnerability transformed Microsoft under Satya Nadella, shifting from a know-it-all to a learn-it-all culture that revitalized the company. The courage to say, "I don't know," or "I made a mistake," creates psychological safety that empowers everyone to contribute their best thinking. Companies with cultures that embrace vulnerability show measurably higher innovation, employee engagement, and adaptability. What makes vulnerability so challenging is that it triggers our most primitive fears of rejection and judgment. Our brains process social threats with the same intensity as physical dangers. Yet the paradox remains. The moments that require the greatest vulnerability, giving difficult feedback, making decisions with incomplete information, admitting mistakes, are precisely the moments that define leadership excellence. We all develop protective mechanisms to shield ourselves from vulnerability's discomfort. These forms of armor might feel protective, but actually disconnect us from others and ourselves. Perfectionism masquerades as high standards, but actually stems from fear of criticism and failure. When leaders demand perfection, innovation stalls because people won't take risks. I've witnessed organizations where employees spent hours polishing presentations rather than addressing actual problems, all to avoid showing unfinished work. Another common armor is knowing it all. When faced with uncertainty, many leaders default to posturing rather than curiosity. This closes off learning and sends a dangerous message that certainty is valued over growth. In contrast, daring leaders model curiosity. They ask questions, admit knowledge gaps, and create cultures where not knowing becomes the beginning of discovery. Perhaps the most destructive armor is using power over rather than power with others. When leaders feel vulnerable, they often resort to control, compliance, and fear to maintain their position. This might produce short-term results, but destroys trust and engagement. The alternative, sharing power and decision-making, requires vulnerability, but builds organizations where people bring their full creativity and commitment. Shame, the feeling of being unworthy or insufficient, often drives destructive leadership behaviors, like blame, favoritism, or bullying. For example, an executive who publicly criticizes team members may be acting from their own fear of appearing incompetent, creating a culture where problems are hidden rather than solved. Empathy counters shame through perspective taking, suspending judgment, and recognizing others' emotions. Rather than claiming to understand exactly how someone feels, true empathy acknowledges the underlying emotion, like validating a team member's disappointment about a project delay without rushing to fix it. Self-compassion is crucial. Leaders who are harsh with themselves tend to create similarly punishing cultures. Treating yourself with the same kindness you'd show a friend enables sustainable, inspiring leadership. Daring leadership requires balancing confidence and humility, what we might call grounded confidence. This isn't about wavering between arrogance and self-doubt, but rather holding two truths. I have valuable expertise, and there's always more to learn. Curiosity drives this balanced approach. When leaders approach challenges with genuine curiosity rather than certainty, they unlock collective intelligence. Notice how different these questions feel. Why isn't this working? Versus, what might we be missing here? The first assumes failure and assigns blame. The second invites exploration and collaboration. This curiosity-driven approach transforms everything, from strategic planning to performance conversations. Teams feel heard rather than judged. Problems become interesting puzzles rather than threats. Solutions emerge that no individual, including the leader, could have developed alone. Grounded confidence also means being clear about what you know versus what you believe. It's saying, based on my experience, here's my perspective, rather than presenting opinions as facts. The most powerful demonstration comes when facing failure. Leaders who can say, "I was wrong," without spiraling into shame, demonstrate that learning matters more than being right. Values are principles that guide decisions and behaviors, particularly during challenges. Yet many organizations struggle to align stated values with actions, like claiming to value innovation while punishing failed experiments, or promoting work-life balance while expecting constant availability. The journey starts with identifying your authentic values, not aspirational ones, but those that genuinely guide you at your best. These become your decision-making compass. The key is translating values into specific behaviors. If respect is core, how does it manifest during disagreements? If courage matters, what does it look like when giving tough feedback? Without these concrete examples, values remain abstract concepts. Watch for warning signs when you're misaligned with values, like resentment or disengagement. These emotions aren't obstacles, but signals highlighting where change is needed. Trust forms the foundation of meaningful leadership, with high-trust organizations 2.5 times more likely to experience high revenue growth. While trust's absence is easily noticed, building it can feel abstract and challenging for many leaders. The Braving Framework breaks trust into 7 actionable components: boundaries, reliability, accountability, vault, integrity, non-judgment, and generosity. This transforms vague trust concerns into specific behavioral discussions. Instead of general distrust, you can identify specific issues like, "I'm struggling with the vault component because shared confidences weren't kept." Boundaries create essential safety and predictability by clearly defining what's acceptable. Leaders who respect boundaries, both their own and others, build stronger relationships. When boundaries blur, trust erodes. Reliability means consistently delivering on commitments, requiring careful attention to capacity. Leaders often damage trust by overcommitting with good intentions but poor results. The vault component ensures confidentiality, creating psychological safety that encourages risk-taking and idea sharing. Leadership inevitably involves setbacks. What distinguishes daring leaders is how they respond to challenges through the learning to rise process, the reckoning, the rumble, and the revolution. The reckoning begins with recognizing emotional reactions as data. Emotions tell us what matters. Anger might signal boundary violations. Disappointment reflects unmet expectations, and anxiety highlights areas of uncertainty. The rumble involves examining the stories we tell ourselves about what happened. Our initial narratives are often incomplete or inaccurate. Leaders must ask, "What's my part in this? What data am I missing? And what's another perspective?" The revolution transforms insights into action. After reckoning with emotions and rumbling with stories, leaders craft new narratives incorporating learned lessons. This builds response flexibility, the ability to pause between stimulus and response, enabling thoughtful choices over automatic reactions. When leaders openly acknowledge setbacks and demonstrate learning, they create psychological safety where innovation flourishes. People take meaningful risks when they see that falling and rising are natural parts of growth, and that vulnerable leadership catalyzes organizational innovation.